let me introduce myself. My name is whatever you wish it to be. And I am here on behalf of our guest speaker who claims that he doesn't exist. If that is true, then he has no voice. It is my honor to enable our speaker to communicate with you through using my physical properties. Now, please allow me to introduce you to a contemporary dragon. You may have seen pictures of my demise at the hands of Saint George. His spear killed my body, but my soul escaped due to his excitement in killing the last of my kind, and, of course, intervention by my father. Blood from my wounds soaked the ground, dried, and became light orange-colored candy, a sweet but deadly confection. Saint George blessed me with death. As Saint George looks down from heaven, he must still be kicking himself. Though I'm practically invisible, my work betrays me by leaving a trail of sweet-smelling smoke. Hunters stalk me wherever I go. They're so stupid, because when they find me, I turn them into slaves. There are legions of my protégés all over the world. One should never, never, never chase the dragon. My last escapade began when I moved into an American village in the mountains. Of course, wherever I am, there is rain, thunder, and lightning. St. George is a very poor sport, whose aim it is to keep me from breathing fire. He is a silly saint. Because I have no body, I make people breathe fire. So that you can participate in my story, I will cue you when to make rain by snapping your fingers and making sounds with your tongues. Please use random rhythms until I cue you to stop. Thank you for paying attention. One soggy, wet night, after running from hunters all day, I found a nice, dry cave where I could sleep until the next evening. Dragons need sleep to be at their worst. Deep breathing began as soon as I relaxed to dream of torturing dragon hunters. I was disturbed by the sound of music. Was it part of my dream? If so, why was it getting louder? As I awakened, I heard excitement outside the cave. The villagers had assembled to hear a fiddler. Before even seeing the man, I could appreciate the people's excitement. That fiddler was fantastic. I should know. My father is the greatest fiddler who has ever lived. As a puff of smoke, I mingled with the people as they kept time to the music with their hands. Even silly Saint George was listening. Therefore, no rain was falling. Made made everyone scramble for shelter. There was lightning. Now, who should stumble into my cave but the fiddler? Why could I not give his soul to my father as a gift? They could make hot music together forever. Hello, fiddler. Would you like some candy? You can see me if you taste my candy. Where is it? You should know. It is the light orange-colored candy in your right hand. That candy in my hand came out of nowhere. Be calm, fiddler. There's nothing to fear. What's going on here? Is this magic? Magic? No. Almost magic? Yes. Taste my candy and see every subtle color in the spectrum. Hear music as you've never dreamt music could sound. Experience bodily thrills that words cannot describe. Okay, but where are you? All right, I'm talking to myself. My grandmother does that, so I know I'm not crazy. Besides, my folks always told me never to take candy from a stranger, so I won't. Wait, fiddler. Please don't leave. Let me go with you. Your music is dear to my heart. Please, let us be friends. Well, since I can't see you, how can I know if you're with me or not? Oh, you'll know. Whenever I'm with you, you'll feel good. Never will you be nervous when you play your fiddle for people. You will feel confident, no matter how tired you may be. You'll become rich and famous. I'll be rich and famous? We smoked the peace pipe. Then we floated through a lovely waltz. Summit of the fiddler's career, I left him to his own resources. Before too long, I heard the poor thing calling me. He was pleading for my return. He sounded like a lost little boy. At that point, I knew he could be mine. Hey there! Are you still around? Gee, I hope you didn't leave me. If you can hear me, please come on back. In a moment, I was beside the fiddler. He breathed my essence deeply and smiled. Then we danced a dizzy waltz. Because I'm so happy that you come back, here's a song I wrote just for you. I call it the Fiddler's Stomp. What a nice surprise. Thank you so much. Because we're such good friends, I wish you would try my candy. Please? No thanks. I don't eat sweets. Drat! What will be my new strategy to seduce this oaf? Now I must think fast! Well, Fiddler, if you don't trust me, there's no reason for us to be friends. Besides, you have insulted me. Wait, Dragon. Don't be mad. If you really want me to taste your candy, just put some in my hand, and I'll taste it. Thank you. As your friend, I want you to be happy. Slowly open your hand. Well, there it is, that orangish candy right in my hand. It looks almost too good to eat. You must be a magician, Dagon. You can be invisible and do all them great magic tricks. When the fiddler tasted my candy, he became mine. Then we danced our esoteric waltz for the very last time. Again we traveled, making wonderful progress. I with my candy, and he with his fiddle. The fiddle became quite famous, but only in private did we really prepare our performances. The fiddler's craving for my candy became so intense that I threatened to go out of his life. He begged me to stay with him. His pride was gone. He promised to play my favorite songs. But how could he? I only enjoy rock and roll and rap. Frankly, fiddler, I am tired of listening to your peasant music. If you want some more candy, then I want your shirt. Please take off your shirt and hand it over. No more freebies. It was so funny to see him follow my command and begin to shiver that I had to laugh. The poor dolt stood there laughing with me. A deal is a deal. So I gave him some candy, but not much. As time passed, the fiddler's playing began to disappoint his audiences. Help, Dagon! My bow arm shakes. I can't control my stick. Do you have any candy? Why, of course. Here is some candy. Just give me your stick, then you won't have to worry about your bow arm. But how can I play without my bow? Be happy. You don't need a bow. Play on the strings with your fingers. Played quite well without his bow, so I revise our trade. Very well, fiddler, take back your bow. Instead, give me your fiddle.
But Dagger, how am I going to make music without my bow?
You are never satisfied, fiddler. You want to inhale my smoke and eat my candy, but you have nothing to trade.
You can have my shoes for just one little piece of candy. Here, let me take them off for you.
Now, why would I want your stinking worn-out shoes? Take back this stupid fiddle. I don't need it either. Thing of yours that I am interested in as a gift for my father.
Well, just tell me what it is, Dagon, and you can have it.
My father needs your soul. My soul? Oh, no, Dagon. My mother told me never to tell my soul or I can't get into heaven. Give me your soul. Give it to me. Or I will take it! I saw the soul, but the fiddler's face turned blue. He clutched his chest, his eyes rolled back in his head, and his lifeless body collapsed to the floor. Then I heard the footsteps of my father. He was coming for his promised gift, the fiddler's soul. But where was it? What had I done? Let it escape? Frantically, I searched everywhere. I saw it. I leaped high to catch it. I missed. My father was not pleased by the faint sound of a fiddle coming from heaven. Yes, my dear St. George, at last we have something in common. Defeat. So, give me a break on the reins.